Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and J. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. I want to thank Thomas Beck. Appreciate you. We will give away, through nomination, another $50 gift card.
What are you laughing at, Nick?
Just badge. Such a smiley dude.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Hey, Jay, you going to call? Can you call Badge at 6:30?
For what?
His show.
Oh, you need me to call in at 6:30?
Or you can stay till 6.
No, I can't. I got to leave right at 6. I got somewhere to go.
Okay. Well, it says call in.
I can call when I get in the car.
Yeah.
He got stuff to handle. He got stuff to do.
Well, listen here, man. Why are you guys all
secret,
up in my mix?
Secret, double secret, secret, CIA, FBI.
I got paid.
G.I. Joe, I got some G.I. Joe activities I need to handle.
Jay, we're not asking questions.
You assuming that you're asking questions. All up in somebody's Kool-Aid, man, with no sugar.
Look, we just asked you if you
I can't do it at 6:30. I could call right at like 6.
Okay, so Badge, he will call you right at 6. Look at Badge.
I know. Badge look like he's seeing me in prison when you get off the phone. And he looking at me like, man.
No, he looking at you.
You better deliver that stuff that I told you to do, man.
He looking at you like Terry Crews looking at Cat Williams.
He make that football look
small.
Look
at old right? Lucky Charms looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a boy, Damon.
Hey, you remember when he was sitting there, Tupac. He's like, yeah, I like my fish squirming.
Oh, man. Oh, man, you better go ahead. So the 4 minutes 6 to call? Nah, he's like,
dang.
He's like, it's hurt.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Hey, Badge. You are of the giving heart. You like to give. You like to take care of folks. You can't break it. Super hands. all right. You have a giver's heart, Badge. Is there a family that you think is deserving of like a $50 gift card to go get some groceries?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, I'm about to see them after the show. Actually,
okay. Yeah. What you want to name them, or you just want to? We can put it on a piece of paper.
Baxterfield is a native family. Yep, Baxter, and they're on West O.
Let's do it. Let's
by
do it.
By Casey's on West O.
Yeah, let's do it. That yeah. You know, for Thomas Beck, thank you for making a donation so we can do that one as well. So that'll be good. So you'll have that one to hand to them when we're done. We're good. We're all right. I need a denomination, bro. That's where we get. All right, Fresh. Come on, let's get to it. Iowa comes to town, Jay Foreman,
right.
And you've seen more of Logan Smothers than the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean,
well, you. I mean,
yeah, just, you see him as some impressive. I mean, I think. Look, he's got talent. I mean, he's a Power Five recruit. He was, you know, highly recruited coming out of high school. So he's got talent, just doesn't have experience. It's like the person that, you know, like where you apply for a job, they like, well, you got all the credentials, but you don't have any experience. Well, the only way you're going to get experience is by playing.
Right.
You know, ideally, like for anybody that's just getting out there starting, you'd like his first start to be against like a Fordham or something. But he actually played played pretty well. He's pretty aggressive. I think he's there's one thing I'll say about him is, and this is just from afar, I probably maybe have said two words to him, like, you know, what up or something. But just from afar, look, I know he's a kid that cares about what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's not here, you know, eating hamburgers and wearing Nebraska suits and think that this is all he wants to do. He wants to be a good quarterback. And I know he's a good kid. I know he's a phenomenal teammate. I know he's gotten better just seeing when we, you know, you go good against good, you see him making some more plays from start of season to here. I know homeboy can put them feet up, pick him up and put him down.
He's a former track guy, right?
Well, I don't know what he is. I'm telling you like this. Hey, if them brothers, if you sleep on him. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. When he will cock the head back on you and roll out like Optimus Prime and crew on you, like the Transformers.
He can run.
He can run. I think he's a quarterback that's, going to be able to throw guys, you know, open. I think he's aggressive. So, look, Iowa's defense is they start off the first, I think, three games and had like 10 interceptions, and they kind of kept it up. And they've only team I don't think they intercepted a lot was Purdue, and Purdue Purdue is Iowa's kryptonite when they're on. Nebraska's offense isn't like that, but Nebraska does things that I think is going to stress Iowa. I think we can get out, if we can get out on the edges and use our skill position against them, kind of like last week. You can see us making some hay, and that's regardless of who's playing quarterback. So, Iowa's defense is always going to be disciplined. They're always going to be physical. They play cover three regardless if they're in base, dime, nickel. They play cover three, sprinkle a little bit of cover one, maybe a little bit of blitzing and stuff. Then they might blitz more because of the young quarterback, which normally anybody would do. So he just has to be excellent into his pre-snap read. Obviously what they come out in, and then obviously know where his hot routes are, and I'm sure it's built into every pass play or whatever, and then make the right decisions if he's running the RPOs and just go from there. And ultimately the guys in front of him got to block well. I think we match up really well against Iowa's front four or front seven because they run a 4-3 versus Wisconsin running a 3-4. I think Wisconsin's 3-4 personnel, their seven causes more problems than Iowa, and this is not taking anything away from Iowa. Iowa's very young versus where they were older last year and more established.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The young man that they had that got drafted by the team that resides in Dallas that's owned by Jerry Jones was probably one of the best athletes for being a 300-pounder because he's a former basketball player that came out in the draft in probably 4 or 5 years, and he went second round. I think he was the Big Ten defensive lineman or defensive player of the year last year. So when you lose that, you know, that's a one-man gang there. But what they do well is they play the ball well. You don't have 20-something interceptions without you not only playing the ball well, challenge guys on 50-50 balls, and then make plays. So you have to be really, really precise and also smart and aggressive. Take what they give you. When they play cover three, go to the weakness, take it, plot, and then it'll bust open. Where you run into trouble, you try to force things or you see something that's not there. And then, you know, for a young quarterback without experience, that, you know, that could be, you know, a problem. But I think, you know, they're fully confident in him. I think, Adrian will be there, you know, to help him. And then defensively, I think it's a big game to, you played 10 games up to last week of more than winning football, you know, up to the standard. And then last week, I think they probably felt like they didn't play up to their standard. So now you get a chance to do it again against a team that's kind of like Wisconsin, a little bit of different, you know, offense, but still the same type of deal. They're going to line up, do what they do. They're going to try to beat you up physically, and then you got to be as better than them or as good as them fundamentally, and then you got to tackle well. So the things that, you know, they're going to stress on you, we didn't do well last week or up to our standards, and then we get a chance to do it against a team we don't really particularly care for. And then special teams, we got to, you know, look, I mean – you know, first play of the game, they take one back to the house. The guy ain't never touched the ball all season. First time he touches it, you know, you know, he takes it to the house, and then they, you know, for the most part, bounce back coverage wise and did pretty decent. But and that's an area that, you know, look, they won on a couple walk-off kicks, and we know we fumbled a punt last year, kind of then allowed them to tie the game up, and then, you know, so forth and so on. That's how we lost there last year. So these are things that we have to remedy, and these are all things that are controllable, and guys have to start making – not start. I mean, look, you got one more game, but this isn't a game that you can go out there and fumble punts and turn a punt over after defense stops them and we got control of the game, or when we have like a big explosive screen play – have I call him, you know, disrespectful holding where you're not even trying to block him. You know what I mean? If I'm trying to block Badge and he's off the end and I'm trying to block him, and, you know, I guess by the referee's subjective view or the letter of holding while I'm actually in a football play is one thing. But if I'm reaching my arm out and pretty much tackling him, that's stuff that we can control that by actually, you know, competing and stuff like that.
Well, but I mean, and you look at the penalty numbers, has been penalized 44 times all season.
Right.
So either they figured out the matrix on how not to have flags thrown.
Right.
Or they figured out some genius way to block like no one else does. Because Nebraska's numbers are twice
that. A lot of
that
is if you're known, I mean, it's just like the Raiders, right, in the NFL. They're always going to be the high penalized team because that's what they're known for. So it's easy to throw flags on Nebraska because that's their reputation. So until you start beating the outside influences and let me peel that back. Until you stop beating yourself, like Michigan State game, Illinois game before half, and all these other Michigan and all that stuff, then you can't go and expect the refs not to start flagging because you kind of look like a team that's going to be easily to throw flags on. So I was a team that the way they play, and they're extremely well coached. Right, so let's just get that out there. I don't want, you know, people out there, oh, well, you just say, well, just the way they play is the reason why they don't have flags. They're extremely well coached, but the way they play, their flags are going to be low because they're playing one type of defense. It's not a man-to-man, in-your-face type of defense, so the defensive penalties are going to be low. They're extremely physical on their ball control type of offense, especially this year. And so that's where they're able to do it. But then also they're very, very disciplined. And so, I mean, obviously I've never been part of any of their practices, but they're very, very disciplined and well-coached. So that's another thing. When you're going against a team that's very, very, 44 all year and you're in the 12th game of the year, so through, that's only four a game, and that's in all three phases, you can't go in there and think you're going to get the advantage by them shooting themselves in the foot. So you just got to go out there and beat them, and that's what makes them so tough is that you got to beat them in a way that's close to the way they play, and you can't let them overwhelm you with what they do well, and that's be physical, run the ball, get some play action, get some inside outside zone wide stretches, then throw some bootlegs and fullback or H back to the flat, and try to hit you. And then then I think the Keegan Johnson has taken their offense from an explosive play to more explosive because he's really, really good run after the catch. You know what I mean? So again, out there on the edges, right? You could be there. Say they throw like, I think whatever play it was, 70, 40 some yards a couple weeks ago against the Gophers. The cornerback's there. He gave him a little bit of game twos. I think the guy like kind of tried to tackle him high and he kind of slipped underneath him. Boom, hit the sideline. He's gone, right? So, that's a play that, defensively as a defensive coordinator, we think like we're going to hold that to 5 or 6 yards. Well, he conversely turned it to like a 47-yard touchdown. That's a gut punch times 10. That's they just gutted your whole defense when you had the perfect defense for that call. So he's added that type of playmaking ability to an offense that generally was thrown to the tight end. Now you could throw it out there on the outside. So then that, in theory, will make the running attack more effective. So that's why the defense front seven, the front seven – has to do a really good job of winning the line of scrimmage and tackling well so all eyes can be on the tight end and obviously Keegan Johnson.
It's going to be an interesting game. I'll ask you about this before we close out at the end of the show, but the running game is of question. I'll ask you about that, and then we will give out Thanksgiving feast. We will announce the family that's getting that. We'll do all of that in the final segment of Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J.
Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.